Blackstone Audio presents Distress Signals by Katherine Ryan Howard. This book is read by Alan Smith, Bronson Pinchot, and Suzanne Torin.
This one's for you. Adam. I jump before I decide I'm going to. Air whistles past my ears as I plummet toward the sea, dark but for the panes of moonlight breaking into shards on its surface. At first, I'm moving in slow motion and the surface seems miles away. Then, it's rushing up to meet me faster than my mind can follow. A blurry memory elbows its way to the forefront of my thoughts. Something about how hitting a body of water from this height is just like hitting concrete. I try to straighten my legs and grip the back of my thighs, but it's a moment too late. I hit the water at an angle, and every nerve ending on the left side of my body is suddenly ablaze with white-hot pain. I close my eyes. When I open them again, I'm underwater. It's nowhere near as dark as I expected it to be. Beyond my feet, yes, blackness, but here, just beneath the surface, it's brighter than it was above. It's clear, too. I see no dirt, no fish. I twist and turn, but I can see no one else. As I look up through the water, the hull of the Celebrate looms to my right, the lights of its open decks twinkling. I have a vague idea where in the rows of identical balconies my cabin is, and I wonder whether it's possible for two people to leave the same spot on such an enormous ship, fall 8 stories, and land in completely different places. It must be. Because I seem to be alone.